It is time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Governor Newsom says he is thinking about calling a special election to redraw California's congressional districts to give Democrats even more control in the state. Now, this comes after Texas governor announced plans to redraw district maps in that state, where it would likely go in the other direction. So, Phil, is Governor Newsom serious about this?
Well, it remains to be seen, and it would be a tough one to do. But let's roll the tape back a little bit. What we have here is sort of a fight for control of the House of Representatives, which would be crucial for the final 2 years of the Trump term. And what we have is midterm elections, and that's when voters turn out and go one way or the other. And historically, whoever's in the White House or in control loses seats. In the midterms, people tend to not be as happy as they were during the general election. The recession comes in, something like that happens. And so the Texans and the Republicans are talking about redrawing their district maps in order to give Republicans more of an advantage. They already have 25 of the 38 congressional seats out of Texas, and they've been thinking about redrawing it under a special session to increase that number or to give Republicans an edge in more districts, which would have changed the balance in the midterm election. Gavin Newsom is saying them's fighting words and is threatening to do the same in California, where we have, 43 of our 52 are Democrats. He says we could redraw the lines and get a few seats ourselves to counter Texas. This is like a war between two states.
Yeah, it is. I think you have to be careful when you start gerrymandering districts. I know New York a while back wanted to redraw the district lines. Democrats control New York. They pushed through a map that was so blatantly partisan that the courts threw it out. They had to remap again, and the Republicans ended up gaining seats.
Be careful what you ask for. Right. It just might backfire on you. California would be a tough one as well, because in 2010, then-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger went to the voters and said, look, enough with this whoever's in power drawing the lines to suit them. And we voted to set up a commission, a bipartisan commission or nonpartisan commission. We have has five Democrats on it, five Republicans, and four with no party affiliations. And they are the ones that draw the maps. So if Governor Gavin Newsom is going to try to play hardball with Texas and redo the rules, he's going to have to go with a special election to overturn that. And that special election would not be cheap. He's talking about maybe doing it. It would probably cost about $200 million. But he says the stakes are high enough for it to go. Then there's also the question, you say, okay, if you're going to do this, you're going to get down in the dirt with Texas. What about, holding the high moral ground where you're not going to gerrymander? You're not going to try to rig things. And his response to that is, it's kind of tough to hold the high moral ground when it's being shaken from under your feet by what's going on in Texas. So we're going to see how this thing rolls out. But when in doubt, change the rules.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even know if Newsom would succeed. I mean, we know that Republicans made some gains in the general election in 2024. Even if he uses all this muscle and he changes the rules, overturns the commission, blah, blah. I mean, could he actually do it? I mean, would the votes be there to redraw even more in favor of Democrats?
Steve, even if the votes were there, even if the legislature did it and had the votes to pass it, which would be very controversial because, as you said, a lot of people would not be happy with it. Remember, we have a presidential, we have the governors, we also have the courts. And no matter what California did in that direction, we'd probably wind up being tied up in the courts. So this is more of a statement about how tense things are in the midterms and how much is at stake than anything else. Will he do it? We'll see. It would be expensive. It would be risky, but it would be bold. And that's something Gavin Newsom is looking to do a lot of these days as he contemplates running for president.
And with a razor thin margin favoring Republicans now in the House, if Texas is able to succeed and add a few more red districts, it pays off for them.
Pays off big time in more ways than one, because if they control that, then they control the tap to the state funding, which California is losing out with a predominantly Republican Congress. So there's a lot at stake at this, and there's a lot of questions about, okay, where do your ethics stands versus just your bottom line of trying to win and maintain what power you have left.
All right, Phil, thank you. KCBS insider Phil Matier. Phil will be on live again 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.